It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. Today is the birthday of Russian playwright and master of the short story Anton Chekhov. Born in Taganrog on the Sea of Azov in southwestern Russia in 1860. Through such stories as The Steppe and The Lady with the Dog and plays such as The Seagull and Uncle Vanya, he explored the depths of human nature, the hidden significance of everyday events, and the fine line between comedy and tragedy. His father was a grocer with frequent money troubles. His mother shared her love of storytelling with Chekhov and his siblings. When his father's business failed in 1875, he took the family to Moscow to look for other work, while Chekhov remained at home until he finished his studies. He finally joined his family in 1879 and enrolled in medical school. With his father still struggling financially, Chekhov supported the family with his freelance writing, producing hundreds of short comic pieces under a pen name for local magazines. During the mid-1880s, he practiced as a physician and began to publish serious works of fiction under his own name. His story, The Steppe, was a major success, earning its author the Pushkin Prize in 1888. He also wrote works for the theater during this period. His earliest plays were short farces. However, he soon discovered his signature style, which was a unique mix of comedy and tragedy. Plays such as Ivanov in 1887 and The Wood Demon in 1889 told stories about educated men of the upper classes coping with debt, disease, and life's other inevitable disappointments. Chekhov wrote many of his greatest works in the last 10 years of his life. In his short stories of that period, including Ward No. 6 and The Lady with the Dog, he revealed a profound understanding of human nature and the ways in which ordinary events can carry deeper meaning. In his plays from these years, Chekhov concentrated primarily on mood and character, showing that they could be more important than plot. Not much seems to happen to his lonely, often desperate characters, but their inner conflicts take on great significance. Their stories paint a picture of pre-revolutionary Russian society, yet exhibit a timeless quality at the same time. From the late 1890s onward, Chekhov collaborated with Konstantin Stanislavsky and the Moscow Art Theater on productions of his masterpieces, The Seagull, Uncle Vanya, The Three Sisters, and The Cherry Orchard. By 1901, his health was in decline because of the tuberculosis that had affected him since his youth. While staying at a health resort in Badenweiler, Germany, he died in the early hours of July 15, 1904, at the age of 44. Chekhov is considered one of the major literary figures of his time. His plays are still staged worldwide, and his overall body of work influenced many important writers, including James Joyce, Ernest Hemingway, Tennessee Williams, and Henry Miller. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 29th, 2020. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.